Sis Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Tyler Fu. First name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, last name is Fu, F-U, Fu. Date of birth 7/13/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Marvin Masada. First name is Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N. Last name is Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A. Address 1569 Lexan Avenue, L-E-X-A-N-N Avenue, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-1654, fax number 408-274-8021. Dear Dr. Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A, thank you for asking me to see this 7-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent facts, period. Tyler has been having episodes of asthma for a few years, and as of recently he was in Sacramento and he had an asthma attack for which family gave Alvesco, which is inhaled steroid, and albuterol for 7 days, and he's much improved, period. He had asthma at age 3, and most of his asthma during spring and early summer, and he has taken some inhaler and other medication with definite benefit, period. Family also is using some homeopathic and other naturopathic medication and is a big believer in those kind of medications, period. There is history of nasal stuffiness and in spring and summer, for which he may have taken some antihistamines antihistamines off and on, period. There is also history of mild eczema, which is being treated with some natural medications, period. Overall, he's in decent health, period. There are no obvious food allergies, and he's growing quite well, period. His family keeps him away from gluten and eggs, and feels he might be allergic to these food products, period. However, clinically, he has not demonstrated any allergy symptoms after ingestion of these products, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 7-year-old who had significant nasal stuffiness in left side, although both sides were stuffed up, period. Chest examination was benign, period. He had a mild erythema and excoriation in his arms, consistent with the arms and legs, consistent with diagnosis of atopic dermatitis, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them some literature to read and answered all their questions, period. I recommended number 1, Singulair 5 milligram daily, and that was quite helpful in relieving his nasal congestion. And on his second visit, we performed some allergy testing, and results are as follows. He demonstrated large reaction to Bermuda and ryegrass and moderate reaction to privet tree, period. All these things cause problem in San Jose area starting late spring and going through early summer, and that's exactly what he is experiencing now, period. This was all discussed with mom, and they were happy to know the source of his trouble, period. my final diagnosis. Number one, mild allergic asthma. Number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis. Number three, history of mild exercise-induced asthma. Number four, mild atopic dermatitis. My treatment plan, number one, environmental precautions were discussed at great length. Number two, a singular 5 milligram for wheezing, for nasal congestion and any wheezing. Number three, Claritin 10 milligram daily could be given till the pollen season is over, period. Number five, he can use albuterol inhaler if needed for wheezing and asthma, period. Certainly, as you know, asthma is a condition that changes over time, and hopefully just a brief, hopefully simple management with the albuterol inhaler and drugs like medications like Singulair would be quite effective, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Tyler Fu. Thank you.